Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
And that was especially for our guest today, who is the fabulous Gary Wimmer. He is what I call a lithomancy master. It's like if you Google lithomancy, you will find that Gary is probably the only name you'll find. He has written a couple books, and instead of me talking about him, I'm going to let him give you the scoop on himself, because this is absolutely an amazing man, and I really enjoy working with him. He is fantastic. So welcome to the show today, Gary.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Good to be with you, my dear.
Definitely.
All right. I just wanted to make sure you hear me.
I do. Loud and clear. You're getting a good connection. You must have called in on Skype.
I did. Sometimes it has its ups and downs, but it's working for the moment, so... I'm thrilled.
That's important. All right. Well, tell us a little bit, about, I know you've authored two books, and, tell us about those and tell us how to get a hold of you, and, tell us kind of what lithomancy is about, and I particularly am interested in letting our listeners, when you get through that, learn about how you can read not only just stones, because that was the most fascinating thing that I had heard. So I'll let you start and tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I'll give you a short biography or biopsy, whichever you want to look at it. So,
there you go. Biography, okay. Not biopsy yet.
Biography, not a biopsy, okay. I got interested in... psychic ability and Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky and things like that in the late 60s. Always curious about religion, and once I started reading that, I started realizing, there's a lot more than I knew. And a couple ladies in college did my horoscope and said, you've got a lot of natural psychic ability, and you'll probably end up doing this. Well, as an electrical engineer in the 65 to 70, it didn't occur to me that would actually be the case. But it turns out I moved from Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas, to Austin and started giving readings in the early 70s, and I realized I had a certain knack for it, read a lot of books about I was also performing and playing and traveling a lot as a musician. So over the years,
right.
I give readings to people on the road and in the band and people I met. And in 1977, talking about my events in the order they came, in 1977, I had a near-death experience that absolutely blew my mind. As you probably know, Kelly went through a week of continuously escalating psychic ability, able to pick up stuff about what was going to happen, what people were thinking, what, you know, all the time in front of witnesses. And it started kind of freaking me out. It was like, this isn't normal. This isn't like the world was yesterday, you know. Over the process of a couple of days, the world went from where it normally was to all of a sudden I'm picking up everything about people and about what's going to happen next and who's going to walk in the door. And it became a preoccupation only because I couldn't turn it off. And after 7 days of this, it was just escalating like crazy. My friends were concerned about me. I was concerned about me. But at one moment I would...
Yeah.
It was a comedy. In one moment I was terrified, and the next moment I felt so enlightened and insightful. So I was kind of going back and forth, needless to say. Long story short, at the end of that week, I was involved in a head-on collision. I was a pedestrian, got head-on by a speeding car, and went out to this. You know, I went out. I felt like I left my body. Well, I did leave my body. I saw the accident from above. And saw the whole earth from 360 degrees. I was expanding outward like a balloon, like the surface of a balloon going in all different directions simultaneously. And saw this body on the ground getting banged around by this car and kind of felt like I had some association with it, but not that much. Besides that, instantly I was expanding so big that the whole earth became a little dot, as did the solar system and the pretty quickly the whole universe. And as I was expanding outward, I started seeing all these mechanics behind how the universe actually works. One thing I can't prove, but I think is at least the way I've experienced it, is when my soul went out, because my body's in the middle of the street, when my soul went out, it went out in all directions. And as I came back a few moments later, it collapsed in from all directions. So I actually feel like that's the way a soul... comes to a body. It takes an impression of the whole universe as it hones in down here to this little planet and becomes connected to one little body. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. As I was going out in this instantaneous and incredible and seemed like never-ending expansion, time just disappeared. And I finally went through the best described as a tunnel of light, and landed in this infinite mind for what it felt like in eternity. And there was no separation between things, and yet everything was separate. There was just one infinite creative love, infinite love, and there was billions and billions and billions of possibilities and times and dimensions. And the enormity of it just absolutely blew my mind. And it was so personal. It was so loving. It was so infinite. It was just, you know, I knew I was in the mind of God. You know, it's like, wow, this is so beautiful. It's a somewhere in that process I was drawn. Yeah, I didn't necessarily want to come back, but I didn't know there was a me to come back to being. It was just I was at one with it. And somewhere along the way here, which seemed like I was out there for eternity, and I named the book A Second in Eternity, the book I wrote about this, because it actually felt like I was there for eternity. I had no awareness of earth or life or existence on this plane. But somewhere in that process, I was observing this rather than being at one with it, and I was drawn back through all this tunnel of light and collapsing back into the universe and collapsing back into this particular universe. There's infinite universes. And I collapsed back into this particular one and saw my body in the middle of a street and dove back into it, completely mind blown, as were a lot of people who were around me screaming and, you know, shocked and concerned.
Right.
Well, I wasn't hurt at all. I immediately jumped to my feet and tried to explain this situation. And the book's about in 97. I was explaining this to people. I was playing in Europe. I'm a musician also, and
wow.
I was playing over there. I was explaining this to people, and they said, you ought to write a book about it. So I started, and that was the 20th anniversary. It happened in February of 1977. It was the 20th anniversary. So so anyway, that's a book called The Second Eternity for you folks. It's a very interesting story. It's a page turn. I've got a lot of interesting comments on it, and it's got the police records in it. I substantiate it as best I can because there's not a whole lot of paperwork
right.
left, but there are police records
right.
and so forth in there. Then in 1980, this happened in 1977. In 1980, I met
wow.
a lady who was gave me a reading using stones, and she called it lithomancy, and I was fascinated by it. And she taught me her method. And I've used that method to give readings since 1980, along with just regular playing cards. And just for
cool.
the folks that are listening, I'll give you a little idea about this particular method of lithomancy. There's obviously been a lot of methods throughout history, but there's nothing written on them. So this particular method involves 16 stones, involves 10 planet stones, Sun, Mercury, Moon, Mars, Moon, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and six personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do them over the phone, I just ask the person to say drop. I drop the stones for them. When I do it in person, I show someone else how to drop the stones, and I read them like a clock, I look at the center, and I basically drop them into a circle of letters that sort of defines a clock. It's the environment. And I read them like a clock from the center to the top,
right.
12 o'clock, and then around for 12 weeks. And in 2000, I was curious how other people did this. I'd been doing it for 20-some-odd years. Couldn't find anything written about it, so I started writing my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So
and
I
right
didn't
now,
start to write
like
a book.
Said,
pardon me?
I was going to say, right now, yours is the only book on lithomancy out there, isn't it? I was going to say, I don't think there's any other books on lithomancy out there.
There's not much written on it, no. I mean, there's descriptions and there's little parts of books, but at least 10 years ago when I started, I couldn't find any books on it. And even if you Google lithomancy, I'll come up all over the Internet, LITHOMANCY.
Okay.
It's a very interesting method to read, as you know. And so
yes,
that's
indeed.
A Second in Eternity. Yeah, that's my two books, Second in Eternity and Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And I'm working on some new projects now.
Cool. Do you offer any classes? Because we talked about the possibility of you were doing some classes, last fall, and then I know you had some health issues and stuff come up. So I wondered if those ever got off the ground or if you've ever held a class yet? Actually, I'm one of the people that want to have that class with you because I have an affinity with rocks, and I really like that, man.
We couldn't quite get it coordinated between people's schedules. I was really going to do it on Skype and may still do it on Skype. But, yeah, you're
cool.
right. Last August when we'd planned to do it, I had I've got some back problems. I had back surgery, and that kind of knocked me out for a while. I'm still planning on either teaching a class and this is
cool.
probably an and, I'm going to make a DVD about the class and show people on a DVD so everybody doesn't have to be at the same time at the same place to learn. But I will let you know, Carrie.
Yeah.
I know you're interested. I'll let you know.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was going to say, that's really, that's a really good idea. And then, maybe because I know you can't get everything from a DVD, so it's like, maybe you'll have part of a live session too and maybe some follow-up so people have questions, how do you read this or how do you interpret that or, stuff like that. You'll be able to kind of answer questions on that.
Hopefully
in terms of the class, yeah.
I'd like to teach people this because it's a very visual and intuitive way of reading, and it's you don't have to remember a lot except sort of what the planets, what the stones mean, and you actually look at the way they point and touch and cluster up or how independent they are. I look at it as a very visual thing, like a map, a blueprint, sheet music. That's the way I see it. It's actually something
cool.
that's read out, and all you have to do is interpret it.
Wow, that's neat. Oh, One last quick question before we get on. We're starting to get some callers kind of here waiting to talk with you and ask you some questions. But I know one of the things that you had said, and I think this was probably when you were over in Europe. It's like there was once upon a time where you didn't have the stones, and you just kind of had a bunch of other objects. Yeah, it's like, yeah, tell us about that.
Well, actually, I lived in Europe from 93 to 99. I was playing music over there in, lived in Copenhagen. Neat place, Denmark, Copenhagen. Wow, what a neat city. and a lot of people knew that I gave readings as well as played music. And so a lot of times people that heard me play music would say, hey, can you give me a reading? And several times I didn't have my stones with me. And I'd say, well, I don't have my equipment. And then I thought, well, the hell with that. I'm going to... because of what I went through in 1977, where I learned to read signs, I saw the universe talking all the time in symbolism. I thought, no, just come on up. I'll figure a way to read. And I had people, the first time I did, I just had this lady arrange stuff on a table. It was an ashtray, a coin, a card, a spoon, a glass of tea, you know. And I walked out of the room. I said, you just arrange this stuff in some sort of circle. I'll come back in a second, or any sort of pattern you want. I'll come back in a second. I'll just interpret by looking at the coffee cup and the guitar strings. And I know that works because our minds, our spirit, our psyche is capable of understanding symbolism. That's how the universe talks to us. You know, we don't get a fax from God. You know, we don't get an email or a phone call.
Right.
You know, we get signs. We may have our neighbor call us, and that's, you know, God works his mysteries through his people. So
there is ways, yep.
So, yeah, I just read this lady using coffee cups, guitar strings, whatever happened to be laying on the table, and I started using that method several times. And, of course, more often I use my stones because I understand the symbolism in them a little clearer. I've used them enough, you know.
Right. Right.
But yeah, more of the story, you can interpret information from everything if you open up your mind to it and your psyche.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't had the opportunity to read your book yet, but it's like every time I hear it, I think, man, it's like I'm going to save up this month. I'm going to get those because I do. I want to see, you know, and it's like you explained this is the most, you know, More of the detail, I'll say that I've heard you explain today about the expansion and then the expansion and contraction. I'm like going, yeah, that's, you know, that sounds like how the universe was made. And one thing you touched on that really caught my ear there was that bit about the infinite universes, or, you know, infinite parallel, you know, whatever. It's like, I know there was a point in time when Einstein had actually mathematically, he came up, you know, with a formula that supposed that there actually was, you know, an infinite number of universes, and that was he went to his grave without exploring that because he didn't want to open that can of worms, so to speak. It's like he really he knew that was there, he knew that was a possibility, and yet he knew that his time on the planet was shorter than it was going to take him. It would take him more than a lifetime to explore that.
True.
So I'm going, that is really fascinating because you got that information in like an instant, so it's like it's there and it's real, which is really amazing and awesome.
And when they came up with the ideas, I follow a lot of quantum physics and so forth. When the string theory and M theory, multiple universe theory, multiverse theory, when that started coming about the last 10 or 15 years, I realized, wow, they're hitting on it. Now they're getting close. They're starting to understand. And even in quantum physics, which Einstein had a problem dealing with because they were just starting to get into it, and he was having his own, how it broke down from classical physics and so forth. They're starting to realize a lot of the connections in the world of quantum physics, which gets down to just possibilities. You know, most of it's just possibilities. You can't predict things. Things are just possibilities.
Yeah,
and out of all these, you know, all these billions of possibilities line up, and here we are. You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's about like tree branches. I think of veins, and, you know, in a tree, it's like, you know, you start out in the root system, and if you trace like, say, you know, one piece of sap up the tree. It's like, you know, you think about it, there's, you know, lots and lots and lots of pieces of sap going up the trees, and, you know, and which branches do they go in, and which leaf do they end up in, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm thinking it's kind of like that. It's just some place where it, like, branches out, and we have free will. So each time we, you know, meet a crossroads, and each time we make a choice, that affects the ultimate outcome. And I can see mm-hmm. how in a parallel universe it would, you know, be, you know, of course it makes you wonder how many of me are there running around in how many universes, you know?
Well,
here's
I think the irony, and it's hard for a human mind to think in these terms, because we're born into finiteness, you know, live,
we're like
die, you know. Yeah,
yep.
I mean, time goes linear. It goes from past to present to future. But when you get out of the realms of time and space, first of all, there's infinite time, because it's only time is a manifestation of the universe of space.
Right.
You know, and when you take all your incarnations and all mine and every grain of sand and every thought and action of every person and every quark and every atom, and you add it together with all every other infinite universe there is, what do you get? You get an infinite imagination, an infinite power.
Wow.
And we are just a little speck of that down here in time and space. But, yes, there's no limit to time. There's no limit to creativity. There's no limit to how long life will go on in all different dimensions, because it's just an infinite imagination in the mind of God, and
right.
one little spark of it. So it seems like such
cool.
an immense, it is in a way an incredibly immense creation. It's infinite, but it's hard for our finite little minds to really grasp
to wrap
infinite.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not equipped to.
I was going to say, mathematically is the best thing I've ever found to describe it. You know, because if you think of God as a line, you know, in math with an arrow at each end, it's like that goes, you know, stretches forever. It's like that's the closest we can get, and it's like everything else that was created has like some of them have, you know, the point of creation, and then, you know, his spirit beings, or, you know, the angels that he created. It's like they're like a ray, as they had a starting point, and then they have an arrow at the end, and it's like, and here we are in the human form, we are line segments, and short ones at that.
right. And it seems like we came about a particular time. Our universe did start 13.5 billion years ago, and this is what Einstein had a problem with, and a lot of physicists. Why would it just start all of a sudden then? You know, why when the universe come out happened to be 13? Why not 300 billion years old? And the thought occurred that there's got to be something before the Big Bang, and there is. It's infinite creativity. You know, universes come into existence, they diminish out, and then they come in again. It's impossible for a human mind to comprehend infinity. The closest you can get is math and physics, and, you know, thinking of an infinitely, you know, infinite plane or an infinite line, but it's hard for us to grasp infinity.
Yeah.
It's certainly hard to define God in terms of anything short of infinity.
Definitely. All righty. Well, we got some callers that have been hanging on here and just chomping at the bit to talk with you. So are you ready to take a caller or two?
Oh, sure. If you've got some callers, I'll be glad to either answer some questions or give a reading or whatever we can help people with.
All righty. Sounds good. All right, we're going to start with our very first one at the top is area code 208. You are on live with Gary Wimmer today.
Hi, this is Missy.
Hi, Missy. How are you, girl?
Good. How are you?
Compared to 5 minutes of CNN, I'm doing great. Compared to Syria and the Ukraine, I'm doing great.
Well, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you do dreams?
No, give me a shot. Try it.
Okay. I had a dream this morning that my nephew committed suicide.
Is he doing okay? I mean, mentally, spiritually, that sort of thing?
Mentally and spiritually, I don't think so. He's had problems with his marriage, and his wife came back, and he's an alcoholic.
Okay, because I was feeling a lot of problems already there. I don't think it's written in stone. I think probably what you're seeing is the how drastic the situation could become. I think there's people around him who are trying to get him to, like, make better decisions, fresh decisions. And I think you, if there's any way you can kind of prompt them or him to really look at things a little more unbiased, a little more objectively, a little more honestly, you know, it would be a help. I feel that's why you're getting the dream. It's not necessarily written in stone, but the first thing I felt, that's why I was asking if he's okay, because it didn't feel like he was. It felt like he was out of adjustment, you know, out of line a lot, psychically, spiritually. And I think it has to do with, in a way, he feels like he doesn't have any control over things, so he feels kind of reckless. Does that make sense?
It does.
He feels reckless, like he's driving a car crazy. I mean, even if he's doing it drunk, whatever, just with his life in general. So, yeah, I think you've got sort of an idea of what he's probably thought about. We all do. We all have at some point thinking, God, I can't take this crap anymore, you know. So what I think you could do is try to get, if you can either get people around him to help him or you intervene, get something. Because when someone has a bunch of problems, look at Philip Seymour Hoffman. God bless him, you know. If someone would have grabbed him and said, no, you really got to go back to rehab right now. You can't do this last shot. He would have been alive.
Right.
So think about that. It's real science. It's, you know, people do commit suicide. They do have great lives. They have horrible lives. In the long run, everything balances out. But in the short run, you're dealing with someone you love. And that's what that you care about. So I would certainly try to bring some attention to him or him to some attention or help or therapy or his wife or girlfriend or whatever it is, his family, other people, maybe an intervention, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, girl?
It does.
Yeah, because like I said, Philip Seymour Hoffman, if someone intervened with him, he'd have been with us today. So that's why I feel like you got that dream of, you know, it's something that he's down on himself in so many ways. He wants to heal, but doesn't know the way.
Okay.
And I hope that helps you, girl. That's what I feel.
It does.
I hope it makes sense to you. You too.
All right.
All righty. Thanks for calling in. And you know what? Keep us apprised of that. You know, let us call back in and let us know how things are going. All righty?
I will.
You know, I think that's a tough situation because we all want to everybody on this planet goes through ups and downs and, you know, their own heavens and hells. And we can't spare anybody from their own decisions, but we can try to help them make better ones. You know, we can, people can do what they're going to do, but we can't influence them. You know, if someone's driving drunk, we can grab the keys from them. You know, we can do stuff.
Yeah.
But we can't prevent them from driving drunk if we're not around, you know. So stuff's going to happen, so to speak. But, yeah, we do have an influence. Hope that helped the caller, Kelly.
Yeah. That makes sense, Missy?
It does.
All right.
It really
is. Thank you. Good. All righty. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Like I say, call back in and kind of let us know how it goes. And, if you have any more of those moments in time where you have those, either whether they're clairvoyant or, you know, like Gary was saying earlier, those possibilities in time, it's like, yeah, that would be good to know.
All righty.
Yeah, don't be afraid to move in. Don't be afraid to do what you can to help him clear out, because in the long run, he'll certainly appreciate it. So will other people who care for him. So,
okay.
And you can only do so much. You can only do so much, but do what you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck, girl.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Okay. And let's see here. Are you ready for another one, Gary?
I sure am, Kelly.
All righty. Area code 216, you are next. You are on live here with Gary Wimmer today. 216.
Hello.
There we go. It's you. You're on.
How are you today?
Pretty good. Who are we talking with?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon,
hey,
how
Sharon.
Are you, girl?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey, that's all we're all doing, girl.
I know.
Do you have a specific
question? Well, Gary, I have
a
question for you because I think you're pretty good on timing.
Okay,
I'm looking
for
a job. Yeah, I'm looking for a job and I'm unemployed. Oh, I'm so worried. And I want to see if you see me when I'm going to land one.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's do some stones. That'll kind of reveal timing a little bit more. Have I ever done a reading for you?
Yep, when I first lost my job.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You didn't see the job yet, but you saw the healing. And I want to see if you see me landing one in this one, because I'm ready to work. I want to go back to work.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got these 16 stones, and when you say drop, I will drop these stones and tell you what I see in this pattern and hopefully give you some insight about that, okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you, my dear, whenever you say drop.
Go ahead and drop.
There you go. Well, yeah, it actually does feel like you've got a lot of good luck coming in, a lot of expansion. It feels like you're taking more action now. You feel more confident now?
I'm sending out resumes left and right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. You've got Jupiter pointing right at Mercury, which is communication. And Mars is right below it. And it feels like, you've got a lot of good things coming up for you, girl. It feels like just in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, you're going to get a lot of fresh, solid footing on things. You're going to feel a lot more stability. And I wouldn't be surprised if you start getting some very good feedback on jobs or callbacks, that sort of thing. There may be some delay or some training or some different processes that you have to go through to get a new position or get some of these other new positions. But it feels like right now, because you have done a couple things for your betterment. One is you've kind of put a lot of the fears aside. You're still kind of working on that, but you've done a pretty good job. You've learned a lot about that. Two, you're looking at things more and more so from a point of view of, well, what do I have to lose, by thinking best case, by thinking real positive. And that's part of this putting your fears in the background so you can let your let the universe work with you, you know. The fact that you're putting out resumes, you're making decisions, you're making calls, and you're determined to follow up, which is very important. Make sure the person you're talking to about that potential job remembers you. Look them in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm the person you need, you know, because there's 25 other people and you want them to go home thinking about you, not the other 24. So
I know.
Leave that strong impression in there. And you're able to do that more now because you've got more confidence and you're just tired of feeling like you're behind the eight ball. You've decided to appoint yourself of, to hell with this, I'm going to get in front of the eight ball. I'm going to get ahead. You know, I'm going to make this change. And that whole mindset is so much more of an improvement, because if you if I set my mind on wanting to learn to play the piano, that's a decision. But if I sit down and follow it up by practicing it, I'm actually bringing that into reality. And that's what I feel like you're doing now. You've set your mindset on, I'm ready to succeed, I'm tired of not feeling lucky or fortunate, and it feels like you've just recently crossed that bridge where you're really determined. And that's a good empowerment for you. It's a good sense of strength that helps you organize. It helps you feel more love, too. It helps you feel better about where you are in life right now. And it feels like by the third and fourth week here, that's bringing you in a lot of not only balance in relationships and how you feel about yourself, but good feelings about your home and the responsibilities you have there. And it feels like from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, you're just getting a lot of great changes, a lot of luck. It does feel like you land a job here. It may not be immediate, but don't go for that, because you could get something like temporary or go through some training, some things that kind of put a reasonable delay to getting the ideal job lined up. But by the eighth and ninth week, I feel that's done. And that doesn't mean you don't have a job till the eighth week. It means by the ninth to ninth week, you have taken the bull by the horns and turned your whole life around, starting with, as I was saying earlier, you processing this, you conquering your fears. That's the best step you've taken. So, yeah, you've got Jupiter pointing right at Mercury here. And in these next couple days and week, this week and the following week, you're going to find yourself very confident and empowering and pushing a lot of buttons and determined you're going to get them and they're going to work. And I always say, you know, we don't get everything in life when we want it the way we want it. But if there's six things, who, what, where, why, when, and how, go ahead and choose them all. The universe is going to trump a couple. But, you know, 2, 3, 4 out of 6 is better than 0. So think
big.
Well,
I think what it is I've been out 2 months now, and I'm so worried about my finances, and that just makes it worse. You don't see any problems with that.
I think your whole idea of everything starting to be a series of big breakthroughs, it's what's going to help you.
Okay.
Everybody worries. Everybody's concerned. It's very natural. We have fear, whether it's, you know, the boogeyman in the closet, or are we going to run out of gas on the stranded highway, or are we going to get our rent paid? So it's natural to have fear, but it's also natural to succeed above it, to come out the other side, to win. It's also okay to be a winner and to come out of difficult times coming out much further ahead than you would have been had you not gone through the difficult times. So you've got a lot of good luck and energy happening in this three-month period. Don't talk yourself out of it anymore.
Okay.
Talk yourself into, this is going to be my year to make up for everything that didn't happen in the past. And you're going to find out, the more you think that way, the more you're bringing that to you.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
So you got Jupiter right now pointing to Mercury. Make good decisions. See yourself empowered. See yourself as fortunate. See yourself as having cleared this crap out so you can have this sense of empowerment. And that'll help you sell yourself. Because, yeah, you're going to have a lot of good rewards here coming up. Be patient with yourself. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too, girl. God bless you.
Hey, bye-bye. I was going to say, Sharon, I got just a short bit here for you. It's like
I'm right
when
here.
when you said that.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Real quick,
yes,
I'm going to be back in just a moment. Nature's calling. So you talk there for a minute.
All
right,
water
right
break.
Back.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I got to be honest. I'll see you in a minute.
What I love about Scorpios is like they will just run through. That's all right. Okay, well, we'll talk to you in a minute here. But yeah, what you said about, you know, about kind of being worried. It's like, when you said that, it's like every now and then, you know, people say something that will go quick, and it's like, okay. One of the things that maybe, you know, you can help, this is like overcoming, you know, those negative, you know, a negative thought pattern. And it's like if you haven't ever, you know, if you've ever seen The Secret, or if you haven't, or if you've ever, you know, by Rhonda Byrne, if you've, you know, read the book or whatever, just remember that, you know, it's like the law of attraction. It's like, you know, what you focus on is what you tend to bring in. So, you know, if you focus on being worried about stuff, you're more likely to bring that in. Whereas if you focus and say, you remember the guy with the rock, you know, he carried the gratitude rock. And it's like, if you have to, you know, get yourself, you know, some people call it a worry stone, but get yourself a gratitude rock and have that attitude of gratitude. When you get up in the morning, you know, you say, thank you, God, this is a great day, you know, count your blessings, you know, that kind of stuff. And truly be thankful for the things that you have, because by being, you know, focusing on the positive, focusing on the things that you have and focusing on the things that you're grateful for, you open the way to make more positive and more good things come in. Does that make sense?
I know. Oh, gosh. I have
and
read
we're
the
always,
secret, too.
We're always relearning that, you know, every day,
yep,
every hour, every
absolutely
minute, every year. Some new level,
yes,
of it.
Every second sometimes.
Yeah, it's always a work in process, but it's a hell of a lot better than the opposite, which is deteriorating, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Listen, both yes, of you, yes, thank you so much, okay?
All right.
Too, girl.
Well, thank you
God
for calling
you
in. And,
yep, have a good day.
Let us know how it goes. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye. All righty. Well, we got a couple more. I know we're going to make it through our queue today, Gary. Yahoo!
Well, good.
Awesome.
I just wanted to tell folks if they wanted to get a hold of me, you could just Google GaryWimmer, and you'll find me, Gary Wimmer, or go to Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer.com, either /psychic, or that's my homepage, and you can click on my psychic link. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, but most of my work is psychic work now. So just want to let people know.
Yep.
And Kelly, it's back to you,
yeah,
girl. It's your show. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. If I could say, thank you so much for being on with us today. I really appreciate it. Bonnie is freezing herself to death there up in New York, and you know, she went from the Florida sunshine up to the frozen north. So it's like she's surviving. You know, she did. What bit I've heard from her, she's staying in the hotel room and staying warm. It's like Yahoo.
I don't blame her.
Me neither. Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, we got a couple more people here. We'll get to them, and then we'll get to talk some more. We'll actually have a little bit of talk time here. But all right, our next person here is before I do that, yes. When Gary says that, you know, how to get a hold of him, please make sure you do that, because the readings that he does here on air are what I call, you know, the Baskin-Robbins sampler, because I've had him do a full reading, and he takes a good hour to hour and a half. So, you know, it's very, very worth your money, worthwhile your time to have him do that, and he can do those readings on Skype, and then he sends them to you, so, you know, you can play them over, and it's like, you know, look at how he lays out the stones, and it's like, it's really amazing and very worth it to have, you know, have him do a personal reading off air when he really spends that one-to-one time. Because, you know, a lot of times on air, you know, psychic people are getting, I hate to say bombarded, but sometimes that's the reason our sound goes down, our electricity goes down, the computers crash and all kinds of stuff, because we really do. And what was really funny, the other night we were having a show, you know, whatever, and we were having some difficulty, you know, sound problems. I mean, everybody was having sound problems, so we clicked into the help and said, you know, got blog online, and three of the blog talk people, three of the people in red letters just ended up in the chat room to see what was going on. And this old gal that was typing to me in the help window, she goes, you know, says, we've always kind of laughed about, you know, it's always the psychic shows that seem to have this electrical problem. She says, you know, because she was typing to me in the window, she goes, you know, of all the other shows we're on right now, you guys are the only one with sound problems. You guys are the only ones having problems. And I started laughing. I said, we figured that out months ago. It's like, we think that we get so much energy going with it, it's like we disrupt your, you know, we disrupt your processes. And she was kind of like, oh. It was just kind of funny. So anyway, when you're having a one-on-one with Gary, it's like, I think it's better sound quality. So you don't have the blog talk stuff to deal with. But very worth your while. Get a hold of him privately, and you know, have him do a personal reading for you, because it's way worth it. All righty, and let's take our next caller here, area code 719. 719, you are on live with us.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you, girl?
Well, I was going to see if I could get a reading with you guys today.
Sure. You want just a general reading here, cover a lot of things?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm charging it. Did you say Julia, is that right?
Julia, yeah.
Julia, okay, just wanted to make sure, yes. Short-term memory, my dear.
It's all right.
But it keeps
pretty much right. Stuck in short-term memory.
Hey, it keeps everything fresh, you know. So, Julia, I'm charging up these 16 stones, getting your energy into them, my dear. And all you have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop them into the circle and interpret the pattern and tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
All right, sounds good. Drop.
There you go. Okay, well, it feels like you're about to make a lot of headway right now with commitments, with responsibility, with moving forward, with feeling re-empowered, and it certainly has a lot to do with love. It has a lot to do with career and emotions. So you're in a place right now, even though you may not fully realize it, to start actually chunking away on heavy responsibilities so things start working more magical. Now, there seem to be some things in love and relationships that are being worked out in this process, too. But it not only does it affect that area of your life, it also affects, in the next couple weeks, your whole sense of like spontaneity, creativity, imagination. It's like you breaking out of patterns that drain you, and you start getting into this, this strategy, this way of looking at things, this foundation that is much more flexible. So even though you've got a lot of responsibilities and things you're trying to work on in terms of commitments, in terms of love, in terms of dealing with issues that can bring about stress, it feels like in this next week or two you're changing that around, so you feel so much more inspired and so much more creative. And that's actually something that you've been learning, so you don't get so bogged down in stress. So start looking at this next week and a half or two as, you know what? There's a lot of ways I can look at this situation, a lot of ways I can work it to my advantage and make things work, because that brings you back a lot of things about love, about balance, about harmony, about relationships, about freshness in your dreams, where you want to go, how you want things to unfold, and put some of those decisions, a lot more of them, in your camp. So it's not just happening to you, it's things that you're bringing to yourself. And so you're going to realize through these next week and a half or two, almost from sheer commitment, you're tired of being jammed up. You're tired of, you know, pushing against forces. So you're kind of going about it a different way. There's a lot of ways to play the chess game, so to speak. There's a lot of different ways to see yourself. So as you go through this first week and a half to two, in all these little areas, take this whole fresh approach, because not only is it going to bring a lot of luck to you and help stabilize things around your place and your plans and emotions and relationships, it's showing you through this fourth and fifth and sixth week, as you go through these first several weeks, by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, it's going to show you how much you've healed a lot of your doubts and really almost brought a more consistently optimistic frame of reference to yourself, which brings a lot of luck, which helps you make decisions from the 9th to the 12th week on that are quite liberated and different from the decisions you've made or the decisions that have been made about or to you. So you're taking back your control. You're doing it a little piece at a time. But as you do it, it sort of snowballs. And in these next couple weeks, you find all of a sudden, wow, you got this power that's been sort of you feel like it disappeared from you. You can't get no respect or nothing's quite working. You change that around quite drastically. It's several little things you decide here in the next couple weeks. But by the end result of this is your whole sense of decision-making, of your whole sense of using yourself as your own best friend, using your mind as a good support system rather than something that frustrates you, is going to be quite an achievement, because it's going to help you go in the next couple years of your life with a lot more confidence, a lot less worry, a lot less strain, a lot more empowerment, a lot more vision, a lot more hopes and aspirations. So, and the life stone is right at the top. It's right next to the commitment stone and Mars and the magic stone. So it's saying now is the time to move forward with this sense of to hell with it. Y'all watch this. That's how they say it in Texas.
<You know? laughs> Love that.
I'm kind of kidding. Does that make sense to you, girl?
It sounds very wonderful, very inspirational, very, you know, something to look forward to.
Amen.
Great.
You're just at that point where you're about to look at all these responsibilities and really approach them with a whole new sense of gusto. And you're going to be surprised how much magic, creativity, balance, harmony, and results that's going to bring for you. So don't be afraid of doing this rather quick conversion to how you're going to clear out the load rather than how you're going to stack more on yourself and feel worse about it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. That's
okay,
great.
Okay, girl. Good luck. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You
Kelly?
Too.
Yes.
I'm Julia. I emailed you in January, and you emailed me back in the end of February. I don't know if you remember the email about the Atlantean cards.
All right, yeah.
Well, since I'm talking to you now, would there be any chance of a quick reading for the Atlantean cards?
Sure, I can do a quick look for you, absolutely.
Okay, great, thank you.
I caught you now.
That's
good. Yeah, I was gonna say normally that's my Wednesday gig, but it's like I will absolutely I give you a quick one. Okay, what is your month and day?
September 16th.
September 16th, and how old are you currently?
I'm 52.
52. Oh, that's a key year too. Okay. What I can tell you is your birth card is the Eight of Clubs, which is known as one of the most psychic cards in the deck. So you've got a lot of psychic ability right out the gate. Your planetary ruling card is a six of diamonds. So there's a certain amount of, I'll say, fatedness, a certain amount of things that, you know, you came here this lifetime to definitely, you know, catch up on, balance the scales, all that good kind of stuff. Let's see, specifically, and that's known as your, you know, as the planetary ruling card. Let's see. Because of that ruling card, you've got a heightened sense of your own responsibility when it comes to financial matters. So you're one of two ways, and I'm gonna guess probably the first way here. You're probably one of those people who go out of your way to pay off debts, and you're keenly aware of what you owe and what others owe you. And sometimes people even I've seen people with this card, you know, pay their debts ahead of time so they don't have a bill. When they get the bill, it's like zero, so they don't feel like they owe anybody. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a really competitive streak, which can make you good in sports or other competitive activities, probably especially when you're younger. It's like, and maybe even now, because I know a little old lady who was our high school science teacher who was running the Boston Marathon in her 70s. So it's like, you know, you could very well still be one of those, you know, okay? But you're basically a person who appreciates peace and harmony. Sometimes you kind of feel like, you know, your life is in a rut, because that's kind of what the sixes do to us. And my grandma always used to say, you know, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so don't leave it too long, because somebody may plant flowers on you, you know. So you kind of tend to let things come to you, and once you're comfortable, you usually just kind of let them ride. Good things always do come to you when you're working hard for them, but you probably also feel sometimes that, you know, you have this possibility, I could win the lottery, you know, somehow come into money in some other ways. You know, you just have that sense of, you know, wow, you know, that negative, like, remember Angels in the Outfield, the little JP is like, you know, yeah, it could happen, you know. That's always like this positivity. Let's see, and your 52nd year here, let's see, I'm going to look here really quick and just see what kind of stuff you got maybe coming up, or what's, well, let's see, another part of that is, let me look and see where you're actually at in your year. I'll just give you that real quick, because it's the same every year. Well, the one nice thing about this is it's like Bill Cosby, the same thing happens every night. In this case, it's like, you know, the same thing happens every year. So let's see here, the 16th. You're in Mercury, and each of the planets, and you have them for 52 days. So you, of course, your personal year starts on September 16th. Mercury goes till November 7th. Venus starts November 7th and goes to December 29th. Mars starts on December 29th and goes to February 20th. Jupiter starts February 20th and goes to April 13th. So right now you're in your Jupiter time frame, which is, you know, it's your blessed time of the year. Saturn is going to come up on April 13th and go to June 4th. And that time is going to be your most challenging time of the year. Then you have the Uranian time from June 4th until July 26th. And then at July 26th, you start the Neptune time frame up to your birthday. So right now, we'll just kind of take a really quick look and see where you're at with your Jupiter time frame here, and see actually what your focus for the year is. And like I said, I know 52 for any of the cards, that's, you know, they have certain years that are kind of special. It's like, you know, year 44 is called your pre-birth year. Year 45 is called your rebirth year. It's when your cards, you know, kind of start over from, you know, they're the same as when you first stepped into the planet. And, you know, really people, that's what the mundane world calls it, the midlife crisis, is things, you know, seem to happen that year, and all of a sudden people are like, I don't know you. It's like, you know, you weren't like this, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, I decided to take that 45 years of learning and kind of up it and off you. And that's what you do. And the 52nd year is kind of like that. This is kind of the year that you really, you are deciding whether you're going to live life or just, you know, let your boat, you know, float along. So you're going to decide whether you roll or, you know, row or drift with it this year and really be engaged. You've had as a long-range card, let's see, you've had a four of hearts this year, which really, you're looking for stability and love. You know, whatever else is going on, you're really looking for that. In Jupiter, wow, now you've also got the four of hearts doubled up again here. It's in Jupiter, four of hearts and four of clubs. In Jupiter, those are really solidifying things, really, you know, looking for stability, both in relationship and clubs speak to us about your scholarship things, about things that you learn, about writing, publishing, speaking, any of those kind of things. So now would be like a really wonderful time if you're either, you know, in a new relationship or, you know, you might meet somebody, you know, type of thing, and or great time to, you know, go to your local junior college or, you know, some place of learning and really look at something, learning something new. My mom's a school teacher, so I, you know, learn something new every day or to waste a day, but you're looking at really learning something new. And that's going to how it's going to be kind of manifest out maybe. So by taking a class or by, you know, learning something new, you might run into somebody who you find you have a dating interest in. So that's kind of for relationship stuff. In terms of job, what I really actually am seeing here is in the Saturn time frame, you've got the Ten of Diamonds, which is the Blessed card, and you've also got the Two of Clubs, which is in partnership. So it's more likely that it's going to be in the Saturn time that you're really going to have the blessings with the job, because it looks now like you're just really preparing, like, you know, you're doing the scholarship stuff, you know, you're planting the seeds and so on and so forth to be able to do that and move forth with that. So that's, you know, I'm going to say, I'm totally agreeing with what Gary said. You know, you got good things coming up. So, you know, just, yeah, okay, that was cute. When you get to the end of your rope, tie the rope around a tire swing and swing and have some fun. Don't just hang there at the end of the rope, okay?
So positive,
okay? Go for a tire swing. Don't just hang there. All righty. And the Uranian time frame and the Neptune both have the Seven of Clubs, which is, you know, have a little faith. It's like, have a little faith, you know, you're going to learn, you know, you're going to have some new skills. And it's like, and it's really like the Bobby McFerrin song. It's like, don't worry, be happy, you know. So have some fun with it, you know, be on the upward with it. And, you know, looks like you're actually having, you know, going to have a pretty good year. It's like, you know, pretty good strong finish to your year. So, you know, as long as you keep it positive. And, of course, you know, like anything we say here, you know, is just a snapshot look at it today, because what I'll always tell people is, you know, you can have fantastic cards and shoot yourself in the foot and just, you know, totally, you know, it'd be like throwing in a royal flush in a poker hand, okay? Or you can have really rotten cards and be a good bluffer and win the pot, you know, with a pair of twos, okay? So so it just depends on how you play your hand, okay?
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Thank
for you?
Yeah, it sounds great. I like that. Tie a swing at the end. That's a really excellent advice. Awesome. Well, thank you both so much.
Sure. Well, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Call back and let us know.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. You betcha. Okay. Gary,
have a good day, dear. And I just love to hear your vibrancy, Kelly. Your just laughter, your voice. You're always jubilant. You're always happy. You're always a little bit wild. And love you. Love your energy, girl.
Ah, it's like let loose. Yeah, I started taking my own advice with the tire swing. It's a lot more fun to swing. I always love to swing.
Oh yeah, and smile.
That is. Okay, well, we got area code 302. 302 coming up. It's like you're on with Gary Wimmer today.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And who are we talking to?
My name is Karen. And
hi,
Gary,
Karen.
I was wondering if you could do a reading with and focus on what you see coming up for me in my love life.
Okay, well, I'm... never surprised to hear that from you ladies, because you're all very complex about that. Extremely complex. And I know that because I grew up with six brothers, and we didn't have a clue about how women thought. And so it was all, to me and all my brothers, it was sort of a revelation, the complexity of you ladies. So there was a lady one time recently asked me, said, I want a reading. Will relationships come up? And I said, darling, you're a woman. They're going to come up. Trust me.
And if you see anything else, that's good, too. Your finances.
Yeah, I just admire y'all's, what's the word, connection with love. I guess it is the nicest, the most complimentary and honest way to say it. So having said that, my dear, I've been charging these stones up, and whenever you say drop, I'll drop them. I'll tell you what I see. Okay.
Okay. Okay, drop.
There you go. Well, you've got the love stone right at the top. And it's right pointing to the moon stone. So even though these changes in the past with guys and communication and where you felt like things were lucky and everything was lined up and then everything went haywire, That's not necessarily mean it's going to happen that way in your life forever. It feels like this is sort of happened to you in a way so you can re-inspire yourself and see your own self-worth and your own what you have to give, your own emotions, your own love. Because you asked about love, and that is the highest stone here. It's almost up to 12 o'clock along with the moon. So in this first week or two, it feels like what you really do is you fall in love with yourself again, with where, with who you are, with where you at in life, with where you're going. And it seems to put a whole new sense of direction into play here. So, yes, you are going to have the right relationship. It feels like you're going to have a long-term good thing with family and all that. How do you meet this right person? Where does that happen? Well, it starts with you having this feeling of worthiness within yourself, and that's why I say love, emotions. The life stone is right next to the magic stone, so it's saying there's a lot of things that are happening fast to help you like finish this transition you've been through from things in the past to things in the future. And all through this first week and a half or two, you're going to feel this sort of a rebirth of yourself. It's very creative. You've got Jupiter pointing right at these two stones in the center, the life stone and the magic stone. And you've got the commitment stone coming by the third week. So by the third week, it feels like this commitment to yourself about how much you're worthy, about what all your good things are, about what you can give to other people, about all the benefits you have to offer. That becomes, you kind of already know that, but you have to bring it up to the forefront. Because when you find that in yourself first, then everybody else's, ice cream on top of the cake. Or is that the frosting on the cake? That's the word. But start with yourself.
Ice cream's all of both. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, both of them sound good. But it starts with you having this fresh feeling of love about yourself. Because by the third and fourth week, that's changed into a permanent commitment where you're just not worried about things when and if they're going to happen, but you're making them happen. And that's what things kind of going haywire in the past have sent this new sense of determination, of timing, of presence, of seeing the love and beauty in yourself. Because as you go through these first couple weeks, it becomes very ingrained in you what all you have to give and your beauty and your harmony and all this sort of thing. And that turns your light on in a way that does two very powerful things, three actually. It finishes up this healing process you've had with yourself, you know, am I good enough, am I confident enough, blah, blah, blah. It brings you back into balance with yourself in a very empowering way, so you're putting out great light, great sensuality, beauty, harmony, that sort of thing. And it helps you build like a whole strong foundation for yourself in the future. So when fluctuations of timing or place or heart or those sort of things come into play, it doesn't throw you off course. It's just like, oh, a little shift in the wind. I'll just shift my sail a little bit and be able to go over this wave as well. Because by the end of this three-month period, it feels like with so many things you've accomplished as far as good communication, as far as feeling empowered, as far as why you've kind of gone through some chaos and what you still have to let go of, that has all come into play. And I wouldn't be surprised by the third and fourth week here if you're feeling like very prone to get out, socialize, be dateable, you know, be around, put yourself in that sort of the light's shining on me mode so that other people can feel it too. Because that's going to be your key. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of seeing yourself as all the beauty you really want to see from other people giving you. Give to yourself first. And then they can compliment it, like the frosting on the cake or whatever I said a while ago.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
You too, girl. Hope that helps you. Hope it makes sense to you.
It absolutely does. And have a great day. Okay.
You too, my
dear.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Call back and let us know.
Okay.
Confirmation is really good. Kind of good one. All righty. We got one more person in queue, and it's like, and then I get to talk to you for a little bit.
That's fine right. With me, Michael.
All right. Sounds good. We have area code 916. 916, you are on with us, and Gary Willer is waiting to take your question here. So what would you like to say today, and who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could have a stone throw. I think it's probably been 4 or 5 months, maybe 6.
Okay, I've given you a reading before.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was in Sacramento then.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Okay. Well,
and
girl,
I've had readings from KC. I love your Facebook.
Yeah. I hear KC chuckling in the background. She just always in a happy sense of humor, you know, happy lady. God bless you, girl. Now, having said that, my dear, I've been. Oh yeah, you got such great energy, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your name again, caller? I'm sorry, short term memory one.
Yes, Diana.
Diana, that's right. Okay.
With an A.
So much. Okay, I've charged up these stones. They're feeling nice and warm. I had a lady once ask me, what do I charge them in? I just charge them in my hands. I don't have an electric cooker or anything.
Airflow.
His hands are an electric cooker. What are you talking about?
That's right. There's enough heat in the human body to warm them up. So they're nice and warm, my dear, and whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay? There you go.
I let the palm trees decide when to tell you to drop.
You have Venus right at the very top, and that's a good thing. That's showing that you're getting like a new sense of balance and harmony in your life, and a sense of like just in this next week and a half to two, how you want to see advances in love. How you want to make things around your place much more comfortable, that sort of thing. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, but have been expecting one any second for.
Well, no, it feels the reason I'm asking, you've got Mars at a very strong position with both the Luck Stone and the Magic Stone next to it. So, and the reason I was asking you, because it feels like you're if you're not in a relationship, you're certainly getting ready to allow yourself to have one. And the reason I say allow yourself to have one is because with Venus at the very top, it's showing you like a new sense of harmony and balance within yourself. And it's very close to the Love Stone, the Moon Stone, the Play Stone, Neptune, the Luck Stone. You've got a lot of stones here right in the center toward 12 o'clock. And they all have to do with the love, empowerment, hopes, aspirations, dreams, feeling comfortable around your life, your environment, your place. And with Mars standing up on its edge here right next to the Magic Stone, it feels like this is putting you in a situation where you're going to be able to make very good decisions about your emotional life, a new sense of like getting out, socializing, you know, adventuresome, you know, ready to take a dive, ready to break old patterns, break out, that sort of thing. And this is a good time for you to do that, because you've kind of been held in check in this sort of nebulous land where you're not sure what you believe in or what you trust or whether you want to go outdoors in the front door, back door, right, left. So it's almost like taking action, moving forward is good, because you as you start walking, you can correct your steps, so to speak. It's better to be in movement and be able to feel the change and the inspiration coming to you. So in this next week and a half or two, with love, with emotions, with feeling good about balance and harmony and so forth, it's really setting you on a fresh foundation here, a fresh sense of direction. Because by the third and fourth week here, you're going to find you've got the Sun, you've got the Life Stone, you've got Mercury, and this is all helping you make very good decisions, plan strategies out, and learn from a lot of these techniques in the first week about how you're re-inspiring yourself, how you're seeing your own worth, and how you're, and even if you don't see this clearly right now, it feels like this next week and a half or two, it's really time for you to take control of who you are, who you want to be, how you want to feel about yourself. Because it turns into, like by the third week here, it turns into, it's like the difference between practicing a song and being able to play it. You practice it until you get it down, and then you're out and you're playing it. Then you don't have to think about it. Then it's in, it's on automatic. It's on auto drive. And from the fourth and fifth week on here, not only your decisions are good, but I feel like you're changing your whole way you look at yourself in terms of commitments in a very fresh and empowered way, rather than like having doubts about how things might work out. It's like having hopes and aspirations and good feelings and determination and so forth. So you, rather than worry about if you're going to repeat some past cycle, you're just not going to go there. You're not going to go worrying about it. You're going to create a new cycle. You're doing things completely different. You're finding a lot of fresh inspiration with yourself. And again, it starts with this Venus at the top, because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, not only have you freed yourself up a lot emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, but you've also got a new sense of commitment to yourself that's going to be continuous, more ongoing, more empowering, and bring you this sense of, by the seventh and eighth week here, a sense of fresh stability back in your life that's, in so many ways, it's stable. It feels like there's better finances. There's certainly more optimism. And from the 9th to the 12th, we just kind of rounding up here, you're going to be able to get your dreams back in play, whether it's love, relationships, feelings of empowerment, having conquered these doubts that have been building up, and having set into play a whole new frame of reference for yourself. So that's what I feel like, a completely new reference. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
Well, most of it, but, you know, I'm a very positive person, and a lot of that I always do, what you're saying. But my daughter's leaving in 3 weeks to be with her dad, and this last 3 months has been totally devoted to caring and bringing her back to life. So I will be free to do things for myself while I'm finishing doing all the paperwork and stuff for her. So, yeah, all that fits in with not exactly how you said it, but the vibrations fit.
Yeah, that's why I felt Venus right at the top, love, relationships, place, things like that. But you're really getting into a very fortunate cycle. It feels like your relationship with your daughter has brought you this sort of re-enlivened your whole attitude about love and family and yourself in the process. So it's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, it's very interesting how you can do that just from stone throw. I didn't remember that how you did your readings, but that's very nice. So, yeah, I'm in Florida now, and when she's gone, I plan on having meetups. I'm cleaning up the nine, the porch, and this is going to be my house for a little while. So anybody near Fort Myers, come and visit me.
There you go, girl.
Me and the dog will be here until she comes back in June or so. Thank you. That was wonderful. Now I remember what you did. I'll have to visit you again. And I know what KC does, because she spent a whole night with me one time when I was the only one on the show. And but one of these days we'll have an update, because I'm sure there's an update for me coming from you someday. I listen to your show on Sundays. I love your Facebook, so I'll let you go.
Thank you. God bless you, girl.
All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha. All right. Let's see here. And we've got a person in chat that has a question, and they're not anywhere near a phone right now. And I'm kind of asking you to type in the question in here. So we'll see how this works here, and see if we can actually have you answer a question through the chat line. So let's see how it's going to work. She says, okay, she's still typing. This must be a long question. So, we'll hang in here for a minute or two. Tell us again, and, you know, one thing is, you know, for people who want to buy your books, if they want an autographed copy, you know, personally from you, how do they go about getting an autographed copy of, you know, your books from you, Gary?
Well, I've always got some here, of course. The best way to do it is just contact me, email gwarywimmer.com, gwarywimmer.com, or call me, 512-707-0836. I've always got some copies here. I could autograph out, and I'll have to go down to the post office and mail it because they won't fit in my mailbox because I've got a locked mailbox because mail was being stolen many years ago, and the post office wouldn't do anything about it. That's a whole different story.
Right.
So, yeah, if you want a, a signed book, get in touch with me. Yeah, get in touch with me. I'll sign it and mail it to you.
Awesome. All righty. Okay, here we go. This is from Lexi, and she says, when my mother-in-law passed, she had a will and told my kids she had money in trust for them, but the power of attorney said there was no money. So I'm not sure if there's any insight into the situation.
No, you're talking to me, right?
Right, this is Lexi's question to you. She said, pretend I'm Lexi. So she says, when my mother-in-law passed, she had a will and told my kids that she had money in trust for them, but the power of attorney person said there was no money. Is there any insight into the situation?
I have a feeling that the attorney's probably right. I don't think there was what was expected. It feels like she either had that intention or was going to do that. But it doesn't feel like there's some big lump sum to be discovered, maybe some little things. And there's probably, I think she intended to leave more or hoped to, or maybe wanted to inspire her kids that there was something there. I feel like there's little things around, whether it's possessions or something, things of value, maybe personal value, but I don't think there's a lump sum in some bank that's yet to be discovered.
Okay.
I could feel like she intended to do that in some way, you know.
Right.
That's the best I can feel about
that. Grandparent always wants to leave something for the grandchildren. It's like, people sometimes intend to do things, and sometimes when they're close to death or whatever, it's like they imagine things and they think what they imagine are real. It's like, I know my dad, I had a lot of names before my dad passed. It's like he'd come in, I'd come in to see him, and it's like he'd recognize me for about the first 5 minutes, and then I would become my mother, my sister, sometimes his sister, sometimes, it's like, it was really interesting. So I know sometimes when they're closer to being called on the other side of the curtain there, it's like they imagine things as they would like to have had them be in that alternate reality, but they never quite came through.
That's what it felt like to me too, yeah.
Okay.
Although I feel like there's other things there that are valuable, but they may not be this pot of gold. They're not a bunch of stocks and bonds that are getting signed over.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, Lexi. Hope that helped. I'm hoping she's hearing this there in chat. So hope that helped in some way. That's said okay. Thank you. All right. So thank you, Gary. That was that's what you got for today. All right. We got one other caller here. Area code 856. Area code 856. You are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Who are we talking with today?
Rosemary. I haven't talked to you guys for a while now.
Okay.
Whatever you can pick up that's coming, positive energy, or do you need something specific?
You talk to me, my dear?
Either one of you guys. What does it matter? Do you need a specific question, or?
No, all I need you to do, and I'll kind of give you an idea what I see over the next couple months, is to basically be on the phone, which you are, and I'm warming these stones up, putting your energy into them, and all I need you to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop, and I'll tell you in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, it feels like you've been healing from a lot of things that have kind of built up a lot of doubt in you, and you're in this position here in the next week to two where you can really change a lot of that stuff from the past. You're no longer, you don't have to be haunted by it. You can be empowered by it, inspired by it, and so forth. It's kind of like if If God drops lemons, make lemonade. If he drops four pickups, start a dealership. Whatever you've been through is about to show you how to gain from it, or in spite of it, or because of it. Because you've got Jupiter, Uranus, and Mercury all coming in this first week or so. And that feels like it's going to give you a lot of fresh inspiration in spite of what's built up and in spite of how you've got this sort of heavy sense of responsibility and doubt and so forth. It feels like the decisions here in the next week and a half or two, as you decide to see yourself expand rather than contract, or evolve toward a future that you want rather than be connected to things in the past. And the reason I'm saying that is because Neptune here is laying outside the circle by 9 o'clock. And what Neptune has to do with is long-term hopes and dreams, especially if it's outside the circle here. So what you're learning because of what you've been through is how to not let that be the final word, but how to check yourself here in the next week and a half to two, so you can really see a sense of inspiration, a sense of good positivity, because you're going to start having a lot of good changes happen in your life in this first week or two. Some of them may be subtle. Some of them may have to require some follow-through. But it's a shift of consciousness in you, a consciousness shift of consciousness, because you want to have a new life unfold with you as far as love, as far as opportunities and career, as far as how you feel about relationships and balance and these sorts of things. So don't worry about things. Bring about what you want. Put your bed on the table. Believe in yourself. Having this fresh sense of determination and courage and so forth. Because by the second and third week here, you're going to notice that you start feeling emotionally re-empowered again, probably like you hadn't felt in a while. And you may wonder where the hell it's coming from, and I'm saying it's because you're looking at things differently, and you're allowing yourself to see your own power in spite of or because of what you've been through. And by the second into the third and fourth week here, things are really going to line up for you. You're starting to really feel both direction, things about relationship, things about how you're like setting a whole new framework for yourself, organization, planning, structure, ability to make decisions. That all lines up such that by the fifth and sixth week here, with both love, with plans, with things about place that are having to be sort of renewed, brought up to a fresh level of appreciation or art or harmony, that sort of thing, racing, letting all the old stuff taking it out to the garbage where it needs to be in some sort of way. So you live in this present moment, and so you live for the future. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you'll realize with both emotions and love and timing being right that everything's really going your way, probably it better has in a while. And it feels like that gives you a new feeling about place, whether you're going to restabilize or move or how you're going to change things around or this sort of thing. And by the ninth to the 12th week here, it feels like everything in your life that's had a sense of commitment attached to it now has a positive sense of commitment, not a draining sense of commitment, not something that's difficult and exasperating, but something that's inspiring and leading you toward the future. And that's why by the end of this 3 month period, you'll realize the decisions you're making here in the first week or two, as far as seeing everything different, just wanting to see power rather than the past, see gain rather than loss, see strength and flexibility rather than the lack thereof. As you go through that in the first week or two and set that into play, by the ninth to the 12th week, you're going to realize this has really opened up a lot of fresh ideas about career, about relationships, about commitments, and about the long-term plans of where you really want to be, maybe even beyond your environment right now. So that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, because I'm relocating within a
okay,
week
and
yeah, a
half. Yeah, I did feel like that's in the plan. It feels like it's going to be a good thing for you. You've got a little bit of like doubt about it, but it feels like it just opens up a whole series of things where things start lining up for you better, more effectively.
Yeah, like this week I have to buckle down and get everything straightened out before I get there for where I'm sleeping and stuff. And I'm like, I was going crazy for a month and a half. And then another friend not communicating with me properly until I get there with some numbers, you know what I mean? I'm like, I guess that one's going to be straightened out by the time I get there, hopefully.
Yeah, and I feel like this stuff, a lot of these things from the past have built up so that you can know how to not be pulled down by them. You can make these decisions in the next week to two, like I was saying, that are very positive, very breaking out of old patterns, fresh ways of thinking, and it's certainly going to bring a lot of good opportunities to you. So I think this move is going to be very good for you, even if it kind of hits you by surprise, or you have reluctance, or you're not sure about it, that sort of thing. It's going to show you how you can arrange your life and not be blown around by the wind, like a tumbleweed, but like an arrow. You know, now you're making your direction. That's why I'm saying those long-term plans are coming into play because of the first couple of weeks here of decision making that's affirming that, moving in that direction.
Gotcha. So he's coming along, I guess, within a week and a half, 2 weeks. Gotcha.
You say your husband is?
No. A friend that I'm interested in. It's a friend I'm interested in. I guess he's coming along right after I'm flown in. Gotcha.
Yeah, it feels like it because you've got the Sun, you've got Mars, you've got Venus, and you've got Saturn, which represents stability, all coming into play here by about the second or third week here. So that's why you can have this feeling of love back in your life. Don't worry about what didn't happen or what happened that's bad or ugly.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world for you, girl.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's probably saying, what the hell happened to her? Like, you know, bitching like she used to. Gotcha.
Yeah, you're plowing a new path. Be proud.
Cool. I appreciate it. And I guess I have to call him Monday to make sure whoever's picking me up. Cool. To confirm. Cool.
Yeah. Good, girl. I hope that helps you.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All righty. Make sure you give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
I will.
All righty.
Thanks.
You betcha. You're welcome. Okay. We have one more for you, Gary. It's kind of like I feel like the Alice in Wonderland, you know, and thinking fast that came at last, and more and more and more. We just keep getting one more. So. Okay.
That's cool,
so
my dear.
We got area code 415. Area code 415, you are on live with Gary Wimmer today.
Hi, this is Jessica. I wanted to know if I could get a stone reading.
Sure, my dear. Are you in San Francisco?
No, I'm in Florida. It's just my phone number.
Okay, I thought San Francisco. I thought it was 415, but
yeah, it is.
Well, that's a change from Florida to San Francisco. I'll give you an idea of what I see in the next couple months. I'm charging up these stones as I do.
Thank you.
And all you have to do, my dear, when you're ready, is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Okay, drop.
There you go. Excuse me. Well, there's one thing that's definitely coming into play here. It's a rebirth in the way you feel about love, the way you feel about people you care about. It's right at the top. It's almost a stone sort of by itself. So it's showing that a lot of feelings about love, about purposefulness, about people you care about family, about how it affects your environment, even with the change of environment and so forth, it feels like that's you're working on a lot of things like that in the first week or two. You have a sense of responsibility or commitment. I don't know if it's to family or what, but it feels like that's sort of in the background, but in the foreground at the same time, something you want to, like, clear out, deal with, make peace with, all that sort of thing. And by the second end of the third week, you're going to accomplish that. It's something that there has to be some sort of communication at the right time, at the right place, about the right thing, so correct adjustments get worked out, things from the past, where there's tense issues and so forth. So you work all that out, so you get clarity. Now, who says what, when, and how, that's always a decision. There's never a perfect system because we're all people and we're complex. But as you go through this first week and a half or two and keep your mind on peace and balance and harmony and making things work and not reliving the past and not having regrets and feeling inspired, as you keep your mind on that, your focus on that, you're going to feel this sort of almost intuitive ability to know decisions, to know who to communicate, to know what to say, to know what the next decisions are in your life, for me to be able to almost like complete the healing process you've been through, the rebirth you've been through, the fresh feeling of love in your life. Because by the third and fourth, fifth week here, woo, you have a lot of activity. It all seems to kind of come into play here in terms of family, in terms of job, in terms of place, responsibilities, fresh expansion on things, new feelings about how you deal with men, how you deal with relationships, how you deal with commitment. That's all coming into play. So this work you're doing now, both kind of letting yourself free from the past, determined to get clarity and resolution, that sort of thing, is that's going on the first couple of weeks. And indeed, by the third and fourth and fifth week here, and maybe even sooner, you start getting the benefits of this clearing things out, of fresh communication, of fresh power. And it's going to bring a lot of luck into your home, your environment, things around you. It's going to make this sort of complicated healing process, whether it's family or love or however it fits in, come about in a very natural way, in a very rewarding way, in a very like a rebirth sort of way. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, it feels like you've really brought your life like a complete 180. So the things that were like so frustrating before get cleared out, healed. Mm-hmm. A new sense of purpose, direction, and like I said, from the third to the fifth week here. And by the fifth week, it feels like you've accomplished a lot of this. So a little bit of a piece at a time sort of thing. Can't all be done at once. It does take some examination, you know, of self-examination. And at some point, when you self-examine, that also means reward yourself. Don't punish yourself. Feel empowered. Feel where you want things to go. You know, no matter who makes a mistake, it's in the past. You know, the best thing to do is clear it out and move forward so you make a creative future here. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, emotionally, commitment-wise, purposefulness in life, you're going to feel quite different than you have felt recently. You're going to feel much more liberated, a lot of weight off your shoulders, a lot of fresh plans and so forth. A lot of just feeling empowered, not weighed down so much. And you're going to realize from the 8th to the 9th week how things had to kind of build up to this point so you get a so you know all the things that need to be resolved, dealt with, fixed, adjusted, discussed, put in the past, or a little bit of all those, combination of all those things. And from the 10th to the 12th week here, all this stuff from the past is cleared out. So you're really setting this very, like having timing work for you, having your projects be at the right place, the right time, with the right feeling. That's what you're working toward. And beyond this three-month period, you're going to have a sense of magic back in your life that you probably hadn't felt in a while. And you're going to even notice it in this first couple weeks here. But it's freeing you up to take on bigger, better, wiser things rather than trying to change something that we can't from the past. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, so you're saying like a lot of soul healing going on the next couple weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, it feels like that. Okay. It feels like that, but it feels like it's going from a point of drudgery and healing to a point of optimism. That's where it feels like it gets more creative. You don't feel the weight of things. You start feeling the inspiration of clarity, of liberation, of peace, of balance. You see what I'm saying? Same situation takes on a different look, you know. You can play the same three chords. You can play blues, jazz, or country. Just different style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same three chords, C, F, and G. So this is showing you kind of build on the structure you had from the past, but in a empowering way, liberating way. Like I said, don't beat yourself or anybody else up. Start empowering yourself and those around you. And that's why it breaks these not only these cycles from the past, but it puts you on a completely different emotional footing. It makes you feel young and fresh and vibrant and not weighed down. And so there's a lot of benefits from this. And it, like I said, it's less drudgery than it is enlightenment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
I hope that helps you, dear. I hope it registers with you.
Thank you. I have to think about it a little bit.
Okay. Well, you can always probably
and
listen back on the archives.
Back to archives and listen.
I will. Thank you.
In stereo. Definitely. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That's it. All right, guess what, Gary? We got three more, and we got 24 minutes. Time crunch now. I think
I'll
we can get everybody in today here.
Kelly, I'm going to let you talk for a moment. I'll be right back in about 1 minute, and you can, or 2 minutes, I'll let you run back, okay?
Sounds good.
Be right
okay.
back with you here.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, well, while he is taking a pause for the cause there, I will announce for him. Make sure you go and check out Gary's site at garywimmer.com. It's GARYWIMMER.com. And if you do /psychic, it's like it puts you right to a psychic page because Gary is an author. He's a musician. So one of the things I haven't asked him yet is if he actually has some DVDs for sale. I know he's. We've heard a couple short clips of some of the music that he's played and so on and so forth. And I'm not sure, though. I will ask him that before we let him get off the air here today. But go check him out and book a personal reading with him because he does a fantastic job. He does a reading with you on Skype, and so, you know, he shows you the stones, and he shows you how he lays them out and reads them, and then he records it all there, and then he mails it to you, so you have your reading right there with you, and it takes a lot longer than, this is what I just call the Robin sample that he gives us today. He just gives a little short look at what goes, but when he's got time and he spends individual time with you, he does, you know, gets very comprehensive with things, and you get the chance to ask him, you know, several questions and so on and so forth. So very much worthwhile having an individual reading from this man. He is just phenomenal. And if you want to get a copy of his autographed books, as he said earlier there, if you'd like him to sign them personally to you, it's get a hold of him again on his site, and it tells his email and it tells his phone number, and he will tell you how to get one directly from him with a personal inscription on it. So,
thank you,
go.
Kelly.
Gary, are you back yet?
I'm
You're
back.
Welcome.
If not my ghost.
All right, it's not the ghost of Christmas past. That's good.
Close enough.
All right. Yeah, right. Okay, we have area code 305. 305, you are on live with Gary.
This is Deanna, and you have such a nice voice. And hello, Gary, how are you?
How are you, Deanna?
Hey, dear.
Good to connect with you, my dear.
It's always a pleasure to hear you, and I see that you're on later on again tonight. Busy, busy.
I am, actually. I'll be on 8 o'clock tonight on Psychics Gone Wild. Where part of the country are you from, my dear?
I am in Miami, Florida, where the sun is shining, and I'm poor as a church mouse.
Okay.
Wow.
And Kelly, you have a nice voice.
Cloudy and rainy here.
I know. Where are you?
I'm in Austin, Texas. Where are you, Kelly?
No, I know
you're
you
in.
Are. Where's Kelly?
I'm in Idaho, ho, ho. Out where they grow potatoes.
You're in Idaho, ho, ho. Okay, that's a good one. It's cold there. Well, I got lots of problems on my own with, you know, my own life. But right now I would like to know about my cousin because he had 3 strokes in 1 year. And I'm trying to do the best I can for his welfare. And I was wondering what you can see.
Well, I feel like your support of him is giving him
a will to
like
live.
Yeah, basically, it's given him a lot of strength. Your concern, your care, he certainly feels it. He's more than appreciative of it. And in the middle of this concern, there's kind of a couple things here I want to kind of point out to you. One, you no matter how good you are or what you do, life's going to throw you curveballs, surprises. So there is the unpredictable unknown coming into play. But how much of that is written in stone? That's what it feels like. It's real flexible because it feels like you're giving this person inspiration, and that's forcing him to sort of look at himself in terms of what he wants, how long he wants to stay, how much more determination he has, how he's going to
overcome.
It's almost like you brought up he's evaluating so many things of his life about relationships, about communication, about things he's done, people he's talked to, and all this sort of processing he's going through. And that's the sort of revitalization he needs emotionally, mentally, psychically, and spiritually. So you're giving the right support. You're and give yourself a little credit, too. You have to lighten up. You can only do so much, you know. But you're doing the right things at the right time, at the right place to give the right inspiration to him. And the rest of it is him knowing how to turn that into like a survival mechanism, determination, you know, his own relationship with God and his own, what's the word?
Fate.
You know,
fate.
Yeah. Yeah, fate. You know, we will go on. What's the word? I can't even think of the dang word.
Purpose and mission and...
sort of.
Yes,
Our limited longevity. We have, you know, we are limited in time. But it's given him a chance to rethink that in a way that's lets him know what he can do on his own to extend things out, to re-empower himself. And it's really good in a lot of ways that he's kind of going through this processing of things because it's going to bring him back to... it's very healthy for him. It's helping... get over a lot of things in the past. It's helping forgive himself. It's helping lighten up. It's helping. Does he have two daughters?
I agree. No, he has a son, and he's completely estranged from him. And the son has not been a very, you know, kind person either.
Okay.
And I agree with everything you've said. However, I think that after a stroke, what you've got is like loose cables, like when the rabbit eats your cables, and you need to join them back again. And I'm wondering, will that occur? Because, you know, I know his cables are short-circuited. And he
they
is
are,
completely and fully aware.
It's almost like this. Like he alone holds the button to how long he wants to hold on. And I think this processing of a lot of things, it's almost like reminding him that he kind of wants to process and clear out as much as he can so he doesn't have to take it on to another life, even if he doesn't think that way. There's a lot of resolution he wishes and would like to be able to work on here in the next several months. How much time he gives to himself to do that, it's almost like how much he wants to clear it out. I mean, how much do you want to win that race versus just be
right
in stands? That sort of
or
thing.
Believe that he can, actually, because I'm afraid that he doesn't believe he can, and I know that he can.
He's built a lot up, and he may
yeah
not finish it all in this lifetime. Obviously, well, he won't finish it all in this lifetime because there's a lot of, that's why I was asking about a daughter, because Venus is right next to Pluto, and Venus can represent women and relationships, and that's why I feel like a lot of these relationships, he has to question and look over so he gets... like a fresh view of himself, a fresh view of the possibilities.
Right.
And that's something that's, there's a lot there. There's a lot of things he's got to let go of. And so it's almost like you've given him a purpose to look inside himself with a little less fear than before. Maybe a little bit more fear on the fact that he realizes he's got an attic
big
full of crap.
Big mountain to climb, yeah.
A big mountain to climb, but also the renewed strength to go, well, hell, I'll whittle away at it. I'll get up at least halfway to the mountain and set up camp if you're halfway to the top, right?
I'm trying to get him inspired because he used to play trumpet and something else, sax, but not professionally. And I bring him like jazz music and blues and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I want him to have a reason to live, and whether that is music, and you can identify with that, or something else, that there is a reason to stay and fight and stand,
well,
you know, strong.
Part of it is he has all these...
65 and gorgeous and laying in a bed without moving because he can't yet.
Yet. Okay. Yes, yeah,
he looks like 55 and he's really gorgeous guy. When I say gorgeous,
you know,
it's the kind that you turn around in the street to look at.
And look. Wow.
Yeah.
look. I have one suggestion that I'll just say my group has been dinging me with here. If he's never seen the DVD called The Secret, if there's some way to bring, like, you know, a DVD player in or something and hook that up for him, bring that in and let him see that, because there is a highly inspirational segment in there about this man by the name of Marvin Goodwin who crashed his plane, and it's like he crushed his spine, he crushed his diaphragm. The doctors told him he would only be a vegetable for the rest of his life, and he determined in his own mind, he was blinking, you know, to spell things out. And he said, no, he says, I'm going to walk out of here by Christmas. And it was 8 months, you know, because he said, you got your mind. He says, you got everything. And he weaned himself off the respirator because he was on a breathing machine. And, I mean, he didn't sprint out that hospital. I mean, it shows him doing a reenactment, and, you know, they wheeled him up in the wheelchair and they helped him stand up. But he shuffled out the door 8 months later when they told him, the doctors had all told him he would only be a vegetable. So it's like, you know, give him something to look at and say, you know what? You can do it. Now the question is, do you want to, and how can I help you? But let him see that, because I think that would be a key for him, maybe. Okay.
I need to buy one of those machines and bring it to him. But yes, I will do that. And thank you so much, Kelly. I've been trying to inspire him that way. I do appreciate both your readings. I want to keep on listening until the end of the show.
Oh,
and blessings to both of you and everyone else.
Yeah, just keep in mind. Like the expression, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink. You can only do so much. Do
yep.
what you can and be at peace with it.
I will.
You know, because that allows you to be more inspirational. God bless you, girl.
Thank you, Gary.
Alrighty.
God bless
you. And call back and let us know. We'd like to know how that turns out.
I will, and I hope so.
All right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we'll put some prayers in for him.
And I'll send you some warm weather from here.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Kelly in Idaho could probably use it.
Well, it's the farmers and the growing season. I mean, we actually do need – what we really need out here is snow in the mountains to pack down and to fill the reservoirs, because if we don't get enough water out here – the farmers don't have enough water to grow crops. It's like, it's going to be a skimpy year and food prices are going to go up. So anybody out there who wants to pray snow for Idaho in the mountains, you know, to fill the reservoirs, that would be awesome. So that's what we are needing. Oh, anyway. Okay, last caller here. Whoops, okay. Area code 647. And, Gary, you got about 12 minutes here, dude.
All right.
647, you're on live with us.
Hi, my name is Danielle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Danielle. How may I help you?
I'm wondering if you would be able to provide some clarity on a job that's in front of me right now. It would be sort of a major change in direction, and I think I'm creating a lot of the confusion that's going on in my head right now.
I think you are, too. In fact, I feel like this is a very good, lucky opportunity for you. You're having to change locations, you said?
I would have to change companies, but in terms of location, it's about the same proximity from my house.
Okay. I felt some sort of change of place here, so I wasn't sure how that fit in. Yeah, it feels like this is... A pretty good opportunity for you. Someone there really believes in you, too. if it's new company or something, it seems like there's really people who, a person or people that believe in you, you have the talent, skill. I think you're, it gets a feeling like you don't want to, you know, cut one bridge before you're sure the other one can support you or works, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some, do I trust my instinct? Do I trust this feeling? But it feels like you've got, just in this next couple of days, you're starting to see this lucky cycle in your life that you're actually creating. And so don't whittle away on it before you see what it is. You're still looking into this job, right? You have other interviews to go through or some training, something like that?
They basically are waiting for me to say, is it okay to put me in with the finalists, the final applicants. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like there was some break on that. There has to be something done first. You know, over this next 24 hours, you have a deadline, what, in a week or so?
Sorry, say that last part again?
Do you have a deadline like the next week or so? You have to kind of have this decided, correct? Week or two?
Pretty much. They've been pretty nice to me. I mean, it's ASAP, but I think they're willing to give me a couple of days.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Well, here's what I suggest, because it feels like it's a good opportunity for you. It's the first thing I felt like, and there are people here who believe in you, and you have the talent and so forth. This next 24 hours, look at how lucky you can be in life. Look at how changes can be very empowering and can bring things into your life that you probably wouldn't have gotten had you not felt either need a change or need a shift or this sort of thing. So see how luck is actually entering into your life. And when you see that, it's going to give you a more emotional confidence to be able to take the next step. And that's what it feels like right now. You're lacking a little confidence. You want a little bit more confirmation about something. And what I'm suggesting is the confirmation is really within you. It's in with you. Do you trust what you feel like is a lucky cycle? And it feels like it is to me a lucky cycle for you, because by the next couple weeks it feels like so many good things are going to line up for you, and it's going to show you a level of your own doubt or lack of confidence that you've managed to whittle through and come out ahead on, because it feels like the job's going to offer you both in terms of immediate stability in some way, but also long-term possibilities look better. It offers more of a career thing than your present job in some way, right? Or to step up in some way.
That's my hope,
right?
Yeah,
it feels like it's that way. You have to kind of get in there and learn your niche, learn the rules, and be able to you're a very smart person, though. You've got a lot of ability to use your mind to make things work for you, to make good decisions. So don't worry about trusting yourself with that. Where you feel your own gut instinct saying, okay, I'm not 100% sure, but, 75% is better than 10%.
Right.
Sort of go with that. Because it's okay for you to take a change. Take a break, take a chance, a risk. It's going to work out for you probably better than you realize. Well, you have to go through some sort of training or evaluation, learning the ropes, that sort of thing. But once you do that, it's like you prove your expertise and people really are supporting you then. They're like, I told you she'd make a good employee, that sort of thing. That makes
okay.
sense?
Yeah,
that makes sense too? That's what.
It's very, very
that's
helpful.
That's what it feels
really
like.
Helpful.
Kelly, maybe you can add to that.
What's that?
Kelly?
Yes.
Maybe you can even add to that.
I've been listening along and going, no, I'm just sitting here just kind of nodding my head going, yep.
Yeah.
What Gary said, yep.
It feels like a very lucky time in your life. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
And
yeah,
don't be afraid to go for a change. It's going to help you with your confidence. It's going to help you know how to follow your signs better. And besides that, you've got other big career decisions ahead that are even going to be more empowering, whether it's this company or another company. So you're sort of on an uprising a rising trend of better employment, better satisfaction, and so forth. So this is a step along the way.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You too, girl. Hope that helps you.
Thank you. It does very much.
Good.
All righty. You are welcome. And call, as always, you know, call back in, because we always like to know how those play out and how, you know, how things go with stuff.
Amen.
All righty. We got a few minutes left, and it's like I'm finally gonna get my wish, Carrie. It's like, would you drop some stones for me? Because I've had some interesting things happen. We have, we've had a lot of things go on in the last 3-4 months, starting since about November. We have relocated a little bit to kind of still the same area, just, you know, down the road a little ways. It's like my daughter and son-in-law bought a new house. They spent about 2 months renovating. And then we moved into their house because the house that they bought, I mean, they got a fantastic deal on. It's like, you know, talk about the, you know, universe and God blessing somebody. They got a really amazing deal on a place with like 2,400 square foot old ranch house with 4 acres with it for, you know, an unbelievably low price. Of course, after they renovated it, it cost a little more, but, you know, it was still way worth it for this area. But anyway, I'm kind of curious about, you know, it's kind of one of those, it's like, okay, I'm balancing here on the rock and the stream, and like, which rock do I lead to next? It's like, what's the next best move for me in terms of where in the world do I go next? It feels like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
There you go. Well, Carrie, whenever you want to, you want a stone reading, lithomancy reading here?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I love your stones. I do. It's like I tend to be a rock person. It's like, you'd be amazed if you ever get the chance to see my rock collection. I've been working
All
on
right.
it now for about 30 years.
All right.
And it's considerable. It's like when I travel, it's like I try to take all my rocks with me, you know. So I got all my marbles.
All right.
All right, go ahead and drop them.
I just did right when you said that. Hold on just a sec. I wanted to cough and wanted to mute the mic here. You've actually got the luck. You've got the luck stone at the very top, and you've got the luck stone kind of putting one end of it's looking to past, and the other end's looking toward the present and the future. But you've got the magic stone right next to it. So I have a feeling you're about to open up a very lucky cycle in your life, and probably don't realize. That the luck that's been preceding this, even though it's been a lot of chaos and so forth, organization, planning, making decisions, all that sort of thing, it's going to continue because a couple things. First of all, you've got good support. You've got family and people like that, kids, so forth. Are you single right now, or are you in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been single for years, Gary. I've been a single parent. It seems like I've raised most all of my children as a single person, which has been an interesting experience in itself. Because, my first husband like left me in charge. But no, all the help that I have is on the other side.
Well, you do have, but it feels like you're making, you've got Mars here right next to the luck stone, the magic stone. So that shows a lot of activity, direction, decision making, and almost like passion, the way you're dealing with this next couple weeks of your life. Now, part of that passion is because there's been a lot of things that have needed to be corrected, lined up, or worked out. Some things in the past corrected, some... plans changed because of stuff that was both somewhat predictable and somewhat unpredictable. But as you go through this first week and a half to 2 weeks, I think you're going to realize that things are lining up for you probably better than you realize. And even if you don't know the next plans in your life, you've got to this point. And so why should you doubt that the next pages are also in the book can be turned and read just as much as the past pages? The pages that brought you here.
Right.
So there's probably more of a continuity than you recognize right now. It's just being because of all the decisions you've had to make, organizations. It's been it's like being weighed down a lot by the time, the clock, having to get this done. You know, don't have time to think,
right.
All that sort of thing. But
hectic,
as you move in
yeah.
this next, yeah, as you move in this next week and a half to two, next couple weeks, you do have time to process this, and you have time to re-enliven yourself as both with your own. What you can present, what you do, your expertise, your knowledge, your spirituality, your gifts, all that, you're getting a complete, like, a fresh makeover on that, and to see how it ties into the practical world. So from the second and third week on, it feels like you're moving in the direction of your life of continuing things to expand. You've got Jupiter pointing right at the life stone. You've got the magic stone, excuse me, the Luck Stone right at the top next to the Magic Stone. So have no doubt that you're still going to be able to read the signs, that there's still going to be a lot of fresh energy in your life. And it feels like just in these first couple weeks that opportunities that have been kind of either put on hold or you haven't been able to work because of other things that have taken your time and energy, you're starting to be able to make plans on those. And don't forget your artistic things. Things that just give you peace and balance and happiness. I don't know if you paint or draw or write or whatever you do artistically. Continue doing that. Because by the second and third week here, you're opening up so many fresh possibilities. It looks like you're either examining things both intuitively, psychically, spiritually, and in a practical sense that you both been involved with in the past, and you might want to expand again on the future with both your healing and your techniques. It also feels like there's have you got some kind of temporary job now?
Not really. I mean, everything that I do, I have four businesses at home that I kind of work sporadically, and
Okay. Because I felt like this temporary, like these little pieces of things. They're little,
yep.
Like your four little career moves. What it feels like you're doing, and the reason I was wondering if you had a temporary job, it feels like these are becoming more manageable, less chaotic, less stress with the way you organize and plan and structure, more bang for your buck, less wasted energy and more productive energy, less worrying about the future and more creating it. Less worried about finances and more ability to organize all these little things you've got, these things that I thought were temporary jobs, line them all up so you're getting more bang for your buck. So you're not letting exasperation or doubt or doing something twice when you can do it once perfect the first time, move on, don't have to repeat it. It's almost like going back maybe a stalling technique for yourself, I'll go do this again.
That makes sense. That makes sense. It does.
Yeah, it feels like this is a real breakout part of you to be able to, not repeat these sort of paths that have you having to do something twice or three times. So that's why you're getting a bunch of luck coming into you, because your efficiency is getting better. You'll be able to manage more with less stress. And you have to sort of have everything to some degree unmanageable before you learn how to corral all the horses in together, all the cows, you know. If stuff isn't scattered, you never learn how to you don't learn how to line it up unless it's scattered. If everything's lined up, well, you don't learn that lesson. So
your ability
to orchestrate, to line things up, to make decisions, to get all these little what I thought were temporary jobs, these little slices of life lined up to you so you don't feel like you're kind of living schizophrenia. I'm here. I'm this person here. I'm this person here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, totally. You're making absolute sense there. You totally are. Yep, yep.
Yeah, so you have this theme of consistency and able to get things done the first or second time without having to redo them, and that allows you to move to the next thing. So in a way, don't be afraid of a whole new bunch of things coming to you that you can take to their next stage, because you've already done some of the homework before. You've already lined some things up. It's ready to take those to the next step and to open up fresh possibilities and to get all the roaming little dangling participles in your life all lined up in a very good sentence, if you know what I'm saying.
All the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle are starting to come together. Okay, that
feels like that. It really does. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. It feels like you're diving in this first week or so with a hell of a lot of gusto, just determination, just like, well, if someone else doesn't straighten
this out. That's a new moon on Saturday. Yes, sir.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because, from about the fifth and sixth week on, you're going to find yourself having sort of grabbed all this newness, this freshness, job, career, expansion, place, responsibilities, kids, and your own psychic and spiritual growth. It kind of all lines up to where it's not a confusing
not in such chaos, not like alphabet soup stirred up in the pot.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're that's why you're going through this first couple of days a week of really realizing how to take action, line things up in a way. It doesn't happen overnight, but by the third and fourth week here, things are really straightened up for you. So you're able to take on other things without feeling like it's going to weigh you down further. Like, oh, I don't have the time to do this, or this is too much. It's like, no, you're making time because you're getting everything else on a more efficient process.
Right.
And from about the 8th to the 12th week on, you've got a new place established. You've worked out all of these kinks. You've re-inspired yourself. You've made the decisions about efficiency and used all of your intuitive skills together with your logic in a way that doesn't have you pulling the hair out of your head, but planning the next strategy in your life, so to speak.
Okay.
And by the end of this three-month period, I think you're probably going to be happy that everything kind of had to change because it brought a new light and focus on everything and helped you reprioritize, put things on this is really what's important now.
Important.
So,
Does
that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I love you. This is why I love you having you do this, because it does. It just makes it makes a lot of sense, and it also, it confirms kind of like, you know, I mean, because a lot of times, you know, a psychic person is not supposed to do their own reading. They're really not. It's like, you know, because you can't see the forest for the trees, you know. Like,
right.
You just kind of go, is this real or is this Memorex? Is this what I'm wishing for? And I'm trying to make it happen because I want it to happen. Or, you know, yeah, absolutely. It's nice
it is hard to be objective, you know.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things I've learned. I'll give you a very strange example. When I first started acting about 10 years ago, I took some acting lessons, and my acting teacher, of course, you're reading a script and he's filming you, and he came over to me and said, Gary, you've got so much expression, you talk fast, you're all over the board, you got your hands going, and I've been a musician, so I'm especially a solo musician, so I was bigger than life. And he said, that's not necessary for film, Gary. That may be for the theater, but film, you understate. And I never knew
that.
I didn't know I was all over the page. Nobody ever told me. So it's hard to analyze yourself. It's hard to be objective about yourself. But when I look back on the videotapes of my first audition and then the ones I did later, it's like, God, I am all over the page the first time. And the subsequent times, I delivered the lines, cool, calm, and collected, and that was all it needed. You know?
Cool. Very cool.
Hard to be objective about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's sure been a pleasure being with you, Kevin.
Yeah, likewise. You know, I was going to say, because I this is one of the things I asked earlier, it's like, do you have some, you know, do you have some CDs for, you know, for sale for people? I mean, do you sell some of your music like that? You know, I kind of wondered because I've heard clips of, you know, a couple of your songs in different places, and I was like going, well, dang, it's like, did you do the whole song, and can people get it on the
most
CD?
Of
it's like,
I never did much recording. I'm a good writer. I'm a good guitar player, good entertainer. I'm not a very good singer. My voice has never been a strong suit at all. So I don't go out of my way to record, because if I do, I really need someone with a better voice to make it palatable.
You know,
I work pretty good. I work good live.
I was going to say, you know, I want you to think of Johnny Cash and Charlie Daniels is like, you know, there's a lot of these guys that, you know, they speak their words, you know, and it's like they kind of speak their words with the tune, and it's like, you know what, the clips that I heard you singing, it's like, you ought to be recording. You really ought to put some of those out there. And it's like, you know, Linda Irwin's another one. It's like, you know, she does her own music, and she's got, I don't know, you know,
right,
like 20-some songs or something. You know, it's like, put some of
and
those
she's a
together,
jazz singer.
And it's like, do it.
There you go. She's a very good jazz singer, too. I've never had the gift of the voice. I've had a lot of perseverance. I've had a lot of determination. But when I record, I just don't have that good of a voice. But I have to admit, I've thought about recording something again because I've got a lot of great songs. Back in the 80s, everybody from Ray Charles to Travis Truett to Randy Travis to Garth Brooks was interested in my songs, but I never got the final cut. So
You know what? So doing yourself, because you know what? There's enough. I think there's enough people, enough interest, and especially when you got a web page, it's like, you know, put one together and put it out there. You might be surprised. You really might.
Maybe I'll try that again, my dear, with my own ragged little voice.
There you go. You know, the
I
other
could put
thing,
out,
well, I got to. Well, I got to
I
hear
could put
like,
out,
I would like. I would like to see what your birth card is, really quick. If you're willing to tell me what your month and day is here, really quick.
Sure, November 8th, 1947.
November 8th. Okay. You're a queen of clubs, and you have two planetary ruling cards. You have a three of diamonds and a jack of hearts. Wow, my sister was a queen of clubs. Lot to be said there. Okay, and you're born in, what was the year?
47.
Oh, it's the same year as my brother. Okay, so you are, it is of a 67 this year?
Yeah, I'll be 67 this year, correct.
This year. Okay. You're 66, right? This is your 66th year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You just got such a young voice.
Oh, I've been a survivor, my dear. I tell you, 40 years of playing music will keep you relatively young.
I was going to say, just a quick insight here. I'll tell you, this is a really exciting year for you because this is a card that doesn't show up much for a long-range card, but you have the King of Spades, which this year, whatever direction you choose to go with things, this is, you know, a year that you really steer your ship. You're the captain of your ship, and you absolutely can do anything that you want to. So, you know what? Set your sights kind of high and, you know, write some of those goals down, you know, like get the little 3x5 index card and say, this is what I'd like to do this year. And we had a college class one time where the guy, he's a city planner, ironically enough, but he said the difference between a dream and a goal is that a dream kind of floats around in your head. He said a goal you write down. He said you look at it every day. It's like he was the one that suggested the bathroom mirror moment. He says you look at that every day and you say, what am I doing today to achieve my goal? So make yourself some good ones because this is absolutely a year that you will have really good success. Man, you got a couple other kings. You got some good. You got some financial cards in here. You've got, you know, some self mastery things going on. It's like it's a pretty good year for you. So it's like, you know, I'm just gonna say off the cuff. It's like, you know, it's like with the rest of your year there. It's like go for it because let's see. And that you just told me that was November. Come on, I just
eighth.
Had that now. Eighth, there we go. Okay, had to find that. Right, you've been through your Mercury time went from your birth date to December 30th. Your Venus time went from December 30th to February 21st. You are just right now in your Mars time, which is dealing with men, legal things, you know, that kind of stuff. You'll have success in that. Your Jupiter time starts on 4/14. What a good number. So that's like mid-April. You'll have some, you know, the most blessed time of your year. Your Saturn, your more challenging time, is going to start June 5th and kind of be, you know, a little bit through the summer to July 27th. Uranus starts July 27th. Those it's when unexpected things happen. And then you've got Neptune September 17th. So I want to get with you and finish this out a little bit better, but I know Blog literally is about to cut us off because they never let us have more than about 14 minutes over.
Gotcha, girl. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Look to talk to you again, my dear. I'm going to head out so you can close the show. God bless you. Thank you.
All righty. Hey, tell us one more time. Give us one more ending shot there as, you know, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Google G-A-R-Y-W-I-M-M-E-R, Gary Wimmer. You can Google Reading Stones. You can Google Lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. Or you can email me at gw@garywimmer.com. But go to garywimmer.com. You'll find me. You'll find my email, phone number, and all that, the rates and everything on there, my website. And thank you so much again, my dear.
You betcha. Thank you. I love working with you, Gary. Been a pleasure. We'll see you again.
You too, Kelly. God bless. Have a good day.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And thank you, everybody, for being here. It's our callers and our listeners make our show. And that's you guys. So thank you all for being here. And we will see you again. Check out Bonnie Mosenter-Albers on Facebook. We'll have links to the shows there. So if you want to catch the easy way to archives, that's where we have those Rascals archives. So we will see you all again. And I am covering this week for Bonnie. Today we had Gary Wimmer. Tomorrow we just found out there's going to be a little bit of a change because we thought we were going to have Amy Cavanaugh on with Mermaid Cards, but she had something unexpected come up. So it's going to be a real football bouncy day tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. Wednesday we are supposed to have on Ron Cole, our astrologer. Somewhere in there, I will be reading cards. And then Bonnie will be back with us the following week. So there you have it, and she's going to tell us all about her trip to New York. So everybody have an awesome day and an awesome time.